This is Leadership is Calling, a podcast that brings you leadership and business tips anchored in the people part. I'm Annie Hyman Pratt, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Teams. Hi, everyone. I'm Annie Hyman Pratt, and you are listening to the Leadership is Calling podcast. And today we are talking about vision, mission, and goals. Each of those words, seems like we all know the definition of them, except in business, they all get kind of mushed together, which is super unhelpful. The number one complaint we get from team members and leaders in businesses is, I don't really know what the goals are. I don't know what we're going for here. I don't know what it really means to succeed. They say things like, my boss tells me about, kind of the big vision and that we want to change the world and we want to make people healthy and we want to, serve people so they can live their best lives. Okay. And all of those are highly visionary goals. I mean, some people would talk about them as a goal, but I really think of them as a vision because the most useful way to think of a goal in business is to think about a goal as the thing, the outcome we are going to achieve, like what it looks like when it's done. And that is the thing that we most need in business, because that is the destination. It might not be the destination for the next 10 years, but we need a good understanding of our destination for like the next 10 months, right? It's like, how are we going to map our path to get there? We need to actually know where we're going, what it looks like when we're done. All right. That seems also fairly simple, but it's shocking actually how hard it is to do that, especially in an entrepreneurial business, because entrepreneurial businesses keep changing. And the reason they keep changing is because the outside landscape, the market, customers keep changing their preferences. Social media keeps changing their platforms, right? Technology constantly changes. The economy changes. We have things pop up like a pandemic. And all of those have a bearing on what you can actually achieve. It's like you can't form a goal without taking into account where you want to go, what you could actually do, given what's going to succeed, given the external environment and your own internal constraints. Okay, so what that means is when we form a goal, we're trying to form something that meets a bunch of criteria, right? Like it's, one, it's concrete, so we know exactly what it looks like when it's done. Two, it's reasonably achievable, that we can actually plan to it. We can line up the path and the steps to actually achieve the goal, right? That that we're reasonably confident that something won't change in the external environment to make it all go, obsolete before we actually achieve it. And we got to think about our own internal resources. Can my team accomplish this? Can I accomplish it? What are all the other goals we have going on right now? Can we accomplish all of the things that we have planned? Okay. So goal setting turns out to be much harder than most leaders understand. And especially because when we think of like big picture goals, that's easy to describe. But when we're actually talking about exactly where we want to go, like let's say, I'll use the travel metaphor again, but let's say we all want to go to France, right? Okay. So it's like, all right, France is cool. That gives us a really nice direction. Okay. But it's sort of like, all right, when do we want to go to France? Which part? Are we going to the, you know, southern France on the Riviera? Well, if we go there, maybe we should go there in July, maybe not February, right? It's like, or do we want to go to Paris? Or do we want to go to the west coast of France and surf? I think they have surfing there. So anyhow, it's not good enough to just say, hey, just head to France and we'll sort of figure it out along the way. We actually need to be figuring it out enough ahead of time that we can plan to it so that we could actually achieve it. And that is, I think, one of the most difficult things that companies and entrepreneurs have trouble with today, especially because they have to choose some outcomes and you have to not choose others. Right? One of the things that I say pretty often about decision-making in business is you can't say yes to everything. You are always deciding on something to the exclusion of other things, right? It's always a comparison. You're always making the best choice out of a range of possible choices. And we need the kind of goals that you could actually map your plans to. All right. So let me talk about how that happens in real life, or how to handle the fact, especially how to handle the fact that as things change, you need to keep updating your goals. And that is one of the most important things about goal setting. And I want to make that super clear. Like, if there's one thing you walk away from knowing from this podcast, it's that goals need to be relevant and reasonably achievable, or they have to change. I know that entrepreneurs are really reluctant to change goals because they think, especially if you have to lower a goal or redefine it, because they can feel like it's giving up. But the thing is we, you know, if we were planning a trip to France and we had an airplane leg that could only get us to, Canada, to Quebec or something. Like, if we could only get there on this flight, then we have to come up with another way to do the rest of the trip. And that means that the goal may need to change. So right now, we're going to Quebec. That's our midpoint, right? And then we're going to figure out the next way to get to Paris, let's say. So we can't leave goals in place that are not achievable, because then it leaves everybody on the team without a clear understanding of, well, now what do we do? Right? It's like, if we don't, you know, if there are no flights to get to Paris, I don't know, would we swim? Would we take a boat? Like, those, you know, and if those aren't reasonable options, we actually are going to have to change up what the goal looks like, what the short-term goal looks like, how we're going to replan the path to get there. And so changing your goals to address a changing situation is 100% needed. And I have a good example from a client. So we work with a lot of clients who do really great work with human beings, with their health and well-being. And one of the clients that we work with is really passionate about educating people about the importance of really healthy, sustainable, wonderful food, right? How to eat, not only for your best health, but for your best impact on the planet. Okay, we love this client. What their mission is incredible. And they're very successful and they really want to grow. Okay. Now, having said that, entrepreneurial businesses, like I said earlier, have to make choices. They don't have, all the money in the world to do everything all at once. And so at the end of last year, this particular company planned to put in place a whole new program working with schools, right? Working with schools and other kinds of institutions, schools, hospitals, kind of bigger institutions that could really benefit from their work for sure. All right. So a project like that, that's a goal. You know, let's create that program, get it in place, okay, and start generating good revenue and start getting a lot of transformation to, kids in school. That would be awesome. And as they came into this year, many things changed with the external market. Like we suddenly came into a bunch of inflation. The market for how institutions work had a, they were flush with cash, now coming into a time where it's the economy is shrinking, they're more conservative. So, and the way that they were going to grow in this area, when they started to really look at it, it became a big investment, like bigger than they had originally thought when they really looked into how would we grow this program. Okay. So here's the thing, that's something that they still would really like to do, but it's not achievable for this year, not given everything else that they've got going with their business, not given the investment requirement that it would need to be successful this year. So when they really looked at it, they could see that they should do a couple other projects instead. That they should have some other achievements instead of doing an institutional program that would have a big impact and a big achievement. Instead, they're doing a certification program. They are extending their outreach. They are offering people to learn at an even higher level. It's not the exact same kind of impact, but it's still totally in line with their vision and their overall mission. But they had to relook at their plans and form a goal that was appropriate, that was achievable, that got people onto the same page again for like, yeah, we were going to go for that other thing, but that is just not going to happen this year. And it's okay, because we have the ability to still look at our overall vision and mission and come up with the goals that are going to drive us forward this year, that are going to move us towards our bigger 10 and 20 year overall mission, the big impact we want to have. But goals are about now, about soon. What are we going to achieve right now? And we need those. That's a fundamental thing in business. You can't have the big impact without actually achieving all the mini goals along the way. It's just not, that's the game of business. It is a game of goal achievement. So we've got to do a really good job of defining those goals. What does it look like when it's done? Can we do it? What's our plan? What are the milestones and the deliverables? Is this the best choice, the best goal, and the best path to actually make us successful in the, in the short, medium, and long term? We got to take all that into account. But it definitely starts with really understanding that the goal, the definition of what are we actually working to achieve this year, is paramount. And that you don't get to decide it once. You have to keep updating it. One of the ways I say it is like, you have to look at your big picture and what's changed and think like, how's it going now? And then the next day, how about now? Did something change now? A month from now, are we still on track? Still looks good? Oh, a pandemic is happening? Oh, that might need some changes, right? We've got to keep looking at that big picture. Do we still have the right goals? Are we still on track? And if any of those things have changed, then we need to respond with change ourselves. And that's what I think is most important to know about goals. And I wish you some super easy, really effective goal setting for you and your business and your team. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to Leadership is Calling. To learn more about this episode's topic, pick up a copy of my book, The People Part, at your favorite book retailer or at anniehymanpratt.com. Want to learn more about how to uplevel your leadership skills and create a collaborative team that helps you drive results? Go to leadingedgeteams.com/schedule to learn more about working with us and to schedule a call.